Nesechtes Bar Metzia, Daf Ayin Hey, 5 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Hey and Aleph at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins Lo Yoyma Adam L'Chaveri Halveni Kur Chitim Vadi Etel L'Chalagayin, that Reuven can say to Shimon, lend me a Kur of Chitim today, and I will also return to you exactly a Kur of Chitim at a later point, at the time that the grain ripens, and at the harvest season, which is at the threshing season, as even though they made up to give exactly the same amount of grain that he borrowed, and therefore there is no problem of Ribbis Raisa, as there is no ribbis katsutza. However, the Rabbanon will geyser that there is a problem of ribbis drabbanon because there's a potential that at the later point when the grain ripens, the price of grain will be higher at that point, and it will turn out that even though Reuven borrowed a kor of chitin, which at that point was worth $100, but he returned to Shimon a kor of chitin, and at that point at the shas hagayrin, it was worth $200, and that would be mechsi karibis. And in the top Taisis Ahmed, Taisis points out the chayshin and shematis yaka, as we explained, that we have to be that there's a potential that the grain will go up in value, even though it wasn't necessarily normal for grain to go up in price by the time of the Goyen, and therefore there is no tzad to say that this would be considered Ribbis Katsutza, since they made up that he would give him back a Kor of Chitin at the time of the Goyen, and if it would be known that the price would actually go up, then quite possibly there would be a problem of Ribbis Deraisa, as possibly that would be considered Ribbis Katsutza. And the Mishnah continues, however, Reuven could tell Shimon, I actually have my own Kor of Chitin right at this moment. However, I don't have it in my hands at this moment because my son is bringing it, or because it's locked in the storehouse and I don't have the key, and I want you to lend me a Kor of Chitin until the point that I could replace it with this Kor of Chitin. So therefore, we consider it Yeshloi, Reuven has Chitin, and it's almost as if Reuven is telling Shimon that I'm being makna to you my Chitin in replacement of your Chitin right at this moment. And we look at it as if the lender was kinder to wheat at that moment. Even if the wheat goes up in value at a later point, it is the lender's wheat that went up in value and it isn't ribbis and it's not considered a halva. Lemaisa, even though the malva didn't make a kinyan, but this is a kula regarding avak ribbis, which is only midrabanan. And as Rashi states in the Mishnah, the kivin yeshlei shapidami, the asa besa, the rabbanan who delab neshech deraisa, vichyeshlei loygaza, and the rabbanan did not extend the gzera in a case of yeshlei. And let's also remember that Rashi and Daf Mem Dalam stated she'elu shebiyado nikten l'malva uveshusay huku the ribis saw besad rabbanon uvechiyah gavna loygazer. Keep in mind that although we stated that it is as if the lender actually was koina the tefua that the borrower has at this moment, however the lender cannot force the borrower to specifically give him that actual wheat, as the lender wasn't really koina the wheat, and we are only using this svara in order to explain why the rabbanon were not geiza and there was no problem of ribis rabbanon. And the Mishnah continues v'hil oisa, and hil state that even in a case where the borrower has a kor of chitin, it would still be usur, and he is machmer and doesn't have the heta of yeshloi in a case of saw besaw. And the Mishnah continues, v'chein ha'yehil o'ima, and just like Hillel had a chumra previously, Hillel stated another chumra, but again another din, and he taught us, le'salva isha kikal chavarta, asha tase adamim shem yuku chitin, that a lady cannot lend a loaf of bread to a friend unless they assess the actual value of the loaf of bread at that time, as there's a possibility that by the time that the woman comes back to return the bread, the price of bread and the price of wheat and the ingredients will go up, and he'll hold that even in this case, there would be a problem of ribbis of saw besaw. And for example, if a loaf of bread at that point was worth $5, and then the value of a loaf of bread went up to $6, then when the borrower comes to pay back the loaf of bread, she should not give back a loaf of bread, and instead she should pay back $5, which was the original value of the bread, and otherwise there would be a problem of ribbis. And as the Mishnah states, v'nimtzu bois l'idei ribbis, as otherwise it could come to a problem of ribbis drabbanon because there's a problem of saw besaw. However, the Chacham argue on this shita of Hillel as well, and they hold there was no problem of the ribbis drabbanon by a case of a loaf of bread. As once again, since the only problem of saw besaw is based on a ribbis drabbanon of avak ribbis, so the rabbanon were not machmer in a case of neighbors, as they understood the neighbors would be meichel a small amount of money to each other. And the Chacham hold that even if the neighbor doesn't have a loaf of bread and it's not a case of yeshloi, there is still not going to be a problem of ribbis drabbanon, and it's mutter for a woman to lend her neighbor a loaf of bread, and the neighbor will return a loaf of bread in its place. And the Gemara begins that we stated in our Mishnah that in the case of saw besaw, as long as the borrower has that item, then it's mutter, and there is no problem of ribbis drabbanon. And Amar Rav Huna explains yesh le saw loy besaw, that if the borrower has a saw tua, then he could borrow a saw against that saw. So sayim loy besasayim, and if he has two saw, then he could borrow two saw. But you can't borrow more than you actually have, as that is the condition of Yeshlai. A borrower can't borrow a saw besaw on any amount that he doesn't have in his possession at that time. However, Rabbi Yitzchak states, afilu Yeshlai saw loivole kamakurin, that even if Reuven has one saw of chitin, he can still borrow many kurin. And as we know, a kor is 30 saw, and even though he only has one saw, he could potentially borrow multiple saw against that saw. And the chayyur of pashtas, the svar rapuna, seems to be correct, because we explained that the reason why Yeshlai is a hetah is because when the borrower is actually borrowing a saw of chitin from his friend, it's as if the lender is being koiner the saw of chitin that the borrower has at this time, and l'chayyur that should only work against one saw, but not against any amount that he doesn't have in his rishus. And that is why when we learned the Mishnah, we explained that certainly the lender is not mamish koiner that saw, and it's just a way to be matter the borrowing of a saw b'saw. And Rashi explains the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak, the chol chad v'chad amina zuhu tehitachta, that each time that the borrower borrows a saw, then it's as if he's saying that the saw that I own should be in place of that saw, as it's not mamish konu to the malva. And as we explained, the lender doesn't actually have a full-fledged kinyan on the saw, and certainly the borrower could still eat and could sell the actual saw that he had previously. And therefore, after every time that he borrowed one saw against his saw, then automatically the previous saw becomes open and is once again available to borrow against. And as Rashi states, and each time he borrowed a saw, he borrowed a beheta, as if Reuven would have borrowed one saw from Shimon, and then he would have eaten that saw that he borrowed from Shimon, and he also ate the first saw that he had in possession. Certainly, since when he borrowed this saw, he borrowed beheta, yishalim chitin, then he'll have to pay chitin, and he'll have to buy more chitin from the marketplace. And as we explained, you don't have to give that actual saw, and hachinami kishalava beheta lava, kol saw v'saw, and therefore, when you borrowed each saw, you actually borrowed a beheta, shereizuay medes, because you have at least one saw that is still around, and that you didn't yet consume. The Gemara continues, Tani Rav Chiya l'siyuei l'Rabbi Yitzchak, the Rav Chiya taught us a braisa that would be a raya to Rabbi Yitzchak, as the braisa states, tipas yayin inloy, tipas shemen inloy, that the braisa teaches us that Reuven can't borrow saw b'saw, and he can't tell Shimon that I want to borrow a cup of wine, and I will replace that wine at a later point, as ultimately that is a problem of saw b'saw. And the braisa states, the reason why it's asa is because Reuven doesn't even have a drop of wine, and he doesn't have a drop of oil. And the mashmais of the braisa is, hayeshloi, that if Reuven would even have a drop of wine or a drop of oil, then Reuven could borrow even a full cup or a full barrel of wine from Shimon. And this seems to be exactly like the Shita Rabbi Yitzchak, that afilu yeshloi saw, that even if you only have a saw, lavoleh kamakurin. And we will get back to the point of Rabbi Yitzchak in a moment, but let us see the Gemara as the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, v'hil oisa, that even in the case of yeshloi, Hill states that it's asa to lend saw b'saw. And Amram Nachman Amr Shmuel, and Amram Nachman says in the name of Shmuel, halacha gedivri Hillel, the halacha follows Hillel, the las hilchas kabasei. And the Gemara says that even though generally we would pass like Rav Nachman and like Shmuel by dinim, however over here we don't pass like Rav Nachman and like Shmuel, and we don't pass like Hillel, and we pass like the Tana Kama, that as long as it's yeshloi, then Reuven could borrow saw b'saw from Shimon. Ainin teisa dinim maschol v'las hilchas kabasei v'niru the hashto kaimel and kerab Yitzchak. Now that we pass like the Tana Kama, we also pass like Rav Yitzchak that afilu she'im le'el saw, that even if you only have a saw, love you men of kamakurin, the brayser of chiyam se'ele, as we brought a raya from the brayser of chiyah to the shita Rav Yitzchak. And Taisel continues, Rivon Perish, to be yachid in liyachal halbeis el kamashi yeshloi, uvizeh chazeh daf kashari, that when Rav Yitzchak taught us that he even could lend out 30 saw, and you could lend out kamakurin against one saw, he doesn't mean to say that even though Reuven only has one saw, he can still go and borrow from Shimon one kor at one time. The only way that it would be mutter, even according to Rav Yitzchak, is when Reuven goes to Shimon and he borrows one saw, and then after he already borrowed that one saw, he borrows another saw from Shimon or from another party. And this was also the mashmois of Rashi. And Taisus continues, umiu b'ham moida Rivon, and even Rivon would be moida, that even if Shimon would give an entire kor to Reuven at one time, and he would tell Reuven to be coined one saw after another, shari, that would be muta, the b'dav alach, mistama shefich b'yachad, v'shari kamitipin, as we see, b'negeya, a liquid measurement, that we stated that you could borrow a full barrel of wine, or a full jug of wine, even though you only have a drop of wine, k'neged that wine, as the maisa, every time that you pour a little bit of wine from the barrel and you koiner that drop of wine, so then the next part is considered bezach hazeh, and therefore would be mutar. And similarly, in a case where Shimon says to Reuven that I'll lend you one core of chitin and I want you to be koiner it one sar at a time, that would be mutar based on the svar that we saw in Rashi. However, Taisa says that you can even buy one core against one sar. The oisei tipa yachli is kenega kol tipa b'tipa ayin shum. And similarly, Ritva brings down yesha pirish to marry afilu shalav aleh kamisah and bebasachas v'yesha pirish dafka sa achasah bezach zeh va'afal pi she'ochlei sa shalava v'chein das rabbeinu zal v'chein ikar umil leka b'cholani mili ela avak ribis drabbanon b'lechud. And l'maisa, all these dinim are only based on avak ribis and based on ribis drabbanon, and therefore we are makel in all these dinim. The Gemara continues and quotes from the next din in the Mishnah v'chein ho'yil ha'imeh, and Hill also said another Gemara the lo'isal v'isha kikar l'chavertar ashe taseh adamim, that a woman cannot lend a loaf of bread to a friend until they actually know the actual price of the bread, as if not, then there could potentially be a problem of ribis if the price of bread goes up in the interim period. Our Gemara teaches us, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishmuel, Zudiv Hillel, that these are the words of Hillel, of Chum Maimim. However, the Chum argue on Hillel, and they hold, love him stam, uparim stam, since the whole issa of Sa Bisa is only an issa Rabbanon of a vak ribis, therefore the Rabbanon would not machmir so much, as long as when Rachel lent this loaf of bread to Leah, she didn't actually set a price, and she just said, you're going to give me back a loaf of bread, there would be no issue of ribis. And as Rashi says, love him, kikri stam, b'loi ketzitzes damim, shalo yichmir ledaktik, b'issas sa b'sa kolkach. And Shmuel teaches us that the Chum also hold that when Leah gives back this loaf of bread, then even if the cost of bread went up, and now instead of a loaf of bread costing $5, it actually costs $6, there was no issue of Leah going and actually giving a loaf of bread back to Rachel. We don't say that Leah should rather give $5 back to Rachel, as maybe by giving back a loaf of bread, that would be an issue of ribis, and there is no issue, and Leah could actually give back a loaf of bread to Rachel, even though the loaf of bread is now worth a bit more, and since it's only worth a little bit more, therefore we say that neighbors are meichel to each other. And the Gemara continues, V'am Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, and another member from Rabbi Yehuda named Mishmuel, B'nei Chabura Makbidim Zeh Zeh, if they are friends that are traveling together, or as Rashi says, O Yoshim Bayis Echad Ish L'Suda Satzmai, or if they're sitting together in one house, each one for their own Suda, but they're makbid on each other, and as Rashi says, Shem Meichel Al Dov Muad, they're not meichel each other for a small amount, and whenever they lend some small amount to each other, always make sure to know exactly how much they lent the other party, so the party gives them back exactly what was given to them. And when they lend something or borrow something, they measure it or they weigh it or they count the exact number that they're giving to the other party. So Rabbi Yehuda taught us the name Mishmuel, Oyvim Mishum Midu, Mishum Mishkal, Mishum Minyan, Mishum Lovin, Uparim Biyantiv. And certainly, if they're together with each other on Shabbos and Yontiv, they will be Oyva, the Issa of measuring things, of weighing things, of counting things, and the Issa to lend or pay back an item on Yontiv or on Shabbos. And we will explain this in a moment. Uchadivrei Hillel af Mishum Ribis, and according to the Shita of Hillel, that even during the week, they will be Oyva on the Issa of Ribis, as Lemaisa, when they're lending each other a loaf of bread, since they are makbid even on small amounts, and they won't be Meichel that amount to each other, then certainly in this case, Hillel would be right that there would be an Issa of Sa B'Sa. And Taisit explains what do we mean that they're going to be over on the Issa of Midah, and where do we find an Issa of Midah? Taisit brings down from the Mishnah Maseches Beir B'negei Yontiv that even though there is an Issa of Mekach HaMemka, however, that on Yontiv a person is allowed to say to his friend that I want you to fill up this kli for me, but he can't say to his friend that I want you to give me a specific measurement of this item. And as Taisit says, Pirish lo yaskaloi shum Midah v'kibidasan garemis lam lahaske kadei shei mavur yofar mishum eschayiv luzeh. And Lemaisa, we see that it is possible to go and sell something to another person on Yontiv, but you can't mention the word Midah. And since these people are makbid with each other, therefore it'll cause them to actually be makbid, and they will actually mention the word Midah when they're selling things to each other on Yontiv, and therefore it'll be Oiva on the Issa of Mekach HaMemkar. Similarly, Taisa continues, V'chei Mishkol, that we learned in Mesechus Be'ah, a Mashkich and Mekaf Mizdayim Kolika, V'chei Mitech B'Sher Makbidim, and these people, since they're makbid on even a small amount, so Shoykli B'Mizdayim, they'll end up weighing with a scale. And Taisa continues, Inami, or we could say, Afilo Biyad Oslehem Lishkol, that for these people, it would be even also for them to actually weigh it, even Biyad, and just like it's also for a regular person to weigh an item on a scale, Lefishim Adakim Habe, as the main reason why you can't weigh on a scale is because you're trying to get an exact weight, and these people, when they actually weigh something and they hold it in their hand, they're trying to get an exact weight, and that would be also on Yontiv as well. As it continues in Gibra Maslam Mishaminyan, Pirish Rabbein Chananel, Im Hoyu Agoizib Ushkedim, if he had nuts and almonds, Vidoimalhem, or things that are similar to them, Vamalakachas Esrim Agoizim, Gamani Ekach Esrim, and he will say that if you take 20 Agoizim, then I will also take 20 Agoizim. And Taiz continues that although we know it is mutter for someone to go to a storekeeper that he has a relationship with and ask him to give him 20 Agoizim on Yontiv, however, Zel Lafi, She'im Mashmasham, Shte Shum Kpeid Alaminin, that's because it's not Mashma that the reason why he said this to the storekeeper is because he had an actual Akpada on the actual number, El Shemedia, Shekol Kachu Tzarech, but he's telling the storekeeper that this is the amount I need at this point. But if these people that will makbid with each other say that you will take 20 and I will take 20, and this is considered uvda d'chol ke'im masu matan, and therefore it's also on Yontiv and on Shabbos. And Ayin Taisis, who discusses this further and brings other scenarios as well. And Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel also told us that there'll be oivon issa of lending and paying back on Yontiv. And Rashi says that Tram Mesefta Shabbos, as we learned in the Mishnah Mesefta Shabbos, that you can't say any lashon of Hilveini on Shabbos or Yontiv. The Gemara over there explains that there is based on the fact that if you go and you call something Hava, then potentially you'll write down the transaction. And if you pay back a loan and you tell the person you're paying it back, then potentially you'll also write down the transaction and you write down you pay back this amount. And of course, there's the Issa of Ksiba both on Shabbos and on Yontiv. That's also to say to your friend, a lashon Hava and Priya on Shabbos or Yontiv. And instead on Shabbos and Yontiv, a person should use a Lashon She'ilah and Chazara. And Taisus explains that these people that are makpidin on each other, he made umreitz leimakein, they didn't want to use a Lashon She'ilah and Chazara, and they specifically wanted to use a Lashon Havah and Priya. And the reason is the Lashon She'ilah mashma d'hoda b'ne'er, these b'nei chabura makpidin ze'alzeh, they thought that if they use a Lashon She'ilah, then they would not be able to actually use the item, and they would have to return it b'en. And as Taisus continues, mechasha b'liba shoyel, shemizka Lashon She'ilah, finally, I and Taisus Diba Maskel Chedivrei Hill Ap Mishum Rabbis, and Taisus explained V'Dafka B'Makpidim Asa Hill, that Hill only stated his din and said that there's a problem of lending a saw b'saw only by people that are makpid. Can I mean a bnei chabura makpidin? Avashei makpidin shari, that even Hill would agree that if there are people that are not makpid and they are meichel small amounts, that it would be mutter to lend a small amount and to lend loaves of bread to neighbors. Afgan Masisin Ari B'Stam Bnei Adam, and even though our Mishnah is talking about Stam B'nei Adam, as it didn't state we're talking about people that are makbid each other, and even so, he'll hold that Stam B'nei Adam he makbidim v'loy machli al mashin siyaka v'shavi yosa el mishum schar hava. However, Rabbanan argue on Hillel, and as Taisa says, Rabbanan shara afil makbidin, and even if there are people that are makbid, they still said it's mutter, the machli al davimuot, that even those people that are makbid are machli a small amount, v'nois and shalei b'teris ribis, v'afil loy machli iklamei by the time that Rabbanan sharu, l'fi shalei echmiru b'issasar b'sar kolkach, l'esa afil kikaris k'dapirish b'kudrus l'el, ayin in Taisvis. And the Gemara continues, V'am Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, and another member from Rabbi Yehuda named Mishmuel, B'negei Ribbis, Talmidei Chacham Mutarin Lo V'Zeh Mizeh B'Ribbis, that Talmidei Chacham are mutter to borrow from each other, even if they will charge a small amount of Ribbis, as my timer made the Adai, the Ribbis Asura, as Talmidei Chacham certainly understand that Ribbis is also U'matanu D'Yavi Adadi, and therefore, when they're giving a small amount extra over the amount that they borrowed, that is only because they want to be mative to their friend, and they want to give him matana, and even if he wouldn't have given him this loan, he would have given him this matana. Ayin in the Bab Taisus on the Amin matana ba'alma kiyavi adadi near dafka davamuot sheyadei beliba shey noisin loy belav hachi vafilu matana mu'edes dafka b'talmud chacham. Gemara continues and brings a story where Shmuel actually did this halach l'maisa as Amalei Shmuel avu ba'yi. Shmuel said to avu ba'yi ilveini mei palplin b'mei b'esim palplin va'arach, that you should lend me 100 peppers and I will return to you 120 peppers, and this is mutta. And as Rashi says va'arach v'shapidami the matana ba'alma hu v'loy ribis, as this is matana ba'alma and not ribis. And Rashi brings the lashon of a riach is toiv v'doim loy b'sefer Ezra v'arvus malchol loy orach lana lemechsei or pirushay gnus hamelach lo yafal lana lirais, that's not proper for us to see the gnus of the king. And number one, we see from here that when you give 120 peppers in place of 100 peppers, that is considered a davar mu'ot, because Taisus said it's only mutter b'davar mu'ot. And the Ritva actually points out that filu meya b'meya v'esrim k'dem mefarash l'kamon gabi poplin, that is considered a davar mu'ot. Umiyu dafka b'davar mu'ot u'binyani michael, and also only relevant to food products, or b'loy kfiyas man, and is also mutter only on condition mention that they didn't set a time. We explained Lashon Aruch based on Rashi. However, the Shita Mekubetzes brings down another pshat. And he gave me a long time to pay it back. And he brings down a third pshat. That will give him a longer papa that is worth more than what I borrowed from him. Finally, the Gemara continues with a member of Rabbi Yehuda, but instead of being in the name of Shmuel, the Gemara brings down Rabbi Yehuda, Rav. Rabbi Yehuda said over a member in the name of Rav, and as we know, Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud both of Shmuel and of Rav. And Rav taught us that's mutter for a person to lend money to his children or to the people in his household with ribbis, in order that he should taste how bad it is to pay ribbis. And as Rashi says, this will be used as a teaching moment. And the Gemara continues, v'lab milsi, and this is not proper to do, mishum da asil misrach, as if you do so, then the child will get used to the concept of lending money with ribbis, and he will see that it's easy to make money by charging ribbis. And as Rashi says, lahagrol sheyachbed libam haschar, the lemaisa, the child will learn that he has a chemtz hamamin, and he will desire to lend money with interest in the future. And the Shita Mekubetzes brings from the Rif, lefishim tamo tam v'nimnu meno hayischarim yosa. Rav's point was actually that if a child will actually see how geshmak it is that the father can make money easily by charging ribbis, and he will still refrain from charging other people ribbis, then his schar would even be greater. And similarly, the Shita brings from Rabbeinu Chananel that v'zel l'shayne kidei latimon tamana. Lefita Rif and Rabbeinu Chananel, the Gemara flows that much better when the Gemara states v'lab milsi mishum de asil mizrach, as certainly if he actually has a geshmak and he sees that it's easy to charge interest, then certainly that may cause this child to charge ribbis in the future. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah will discuss a similar concept to Sa B'Sa, and the Mishnah states, Oima Adam Chaveri, Reuven can say to his friend Shimon, Acheshi mi va'nacheshim cha, Adari mi va'edem cha, that you will weed with me, and then I will return the favor, and I'll weed together with you, or dig together with me, and then I will dig with you at a later point. And if you take a step back and you look at this scenario, it is very similar to the case of Sa B'Sa, as when Reuven tells Shimon that you will weed with me, or you will dig with me today, then he's really telling Shimon that you should lend to me your work product. And for example, if the going rate of a day laborer is $200, then it's as if Reuven is borrowing $200 from Shimon, and then Reuven is saying to Shimon that I will pay you back at a later point, and I will work for you for an entire day, and there's a potential that at that point, the wages for a day laborer will go up, and instead of being $200 per day, it will be $300 per day, and it will turn out that Reuven is actually paying some sort of interest to Shimon based on the fact that Shimon worked for Reuven previously. Lemaisa, once again, in this case, we look at it as if it's a case of Yeshlai, and since at this moment Reuven is an able-bodied person and he could actually work for Shimon at this moment, therefore it's a case of Yeshlai, and that's why it's Mutar. In a moment, the Gemara will actually have a machlekes as to the time frame when Reuven has to return the favor and has to work for Shimon, but the Mishnah meanwhile continues and states, however, Reuven cannot tell Shimon that you should weed with me and I will return the favor and I will dig with you, or he will say to Shimon that you will dig for me and then I will return the favor and I will weed for you. And this is not a case of Sa B'Sa, as he's not taking a Sa of Chitin and returning a Sa of Chitin, and this is similar to a case where someone borrows a Sa of Chitin and returns wine for the same value, which would be Asar. Rashi explains that the reason why it's Asar is B'Hom Shazu Kosha Mizu, as there are times that weeding or digging would be harder than each other, V'yesh Kan Agad Natale, and therefore it's considered a case of Agad Natale Midrabanan Mizu, and Reuven is returning the favor, and since Shimon previously worked for Reuven, therefore Reuven will even work harder for Shimon in the future. Rivet points out that since one may be harder than the other, that even at one time they don't necessarily have the same going rate. And we continue on Dafayin Hino Beis, that even though the Mishnah stated and it didn't state what the time frame is, however, the Mishnah now teaches us that all the days of the dry season is considered one time frame, and all the days of the rainy season is considered one time frame. And as long as both Reuven and Shimon perform the work for each other during the same season, then there won't be a problem of Sa B'Sa, and it's considered a case of Yeshlai, and therefore would be Mutar. However, but Reuven can't say to Shimon that you will plow for me in the dry season, and I will go and plow for you in the rainy season. And Rashi states at the top of the Amid, and you don't have have to be medactic that maybe one day of the summer season is longer than the other, and therefore possibly Reuven will be working longer hours than Shimon did for him, and maybe that would be a problem with Ribbis, or maybe it's harder than the other because maybe it's hotter outside. And Rashi explains, all those days are considered like one period. And as Rashi states, because during the rainy season, it's much harder to work in the Sada. And it's mashma from Rashi as well as from the Mishnah that the opposite would be mutter. And therefore, Reuven could say to Shimon that you will be chayrish for me during the rainy season, and then I will return the favor for you, and I will plow for you in the dry season. And the Ravid explains that chayrisha is kosher b'revia yos min agarid, and it's harder to plow during the rainy season than in the dry season. As during the rainy season, when there's a lot of mud, the feet of the cow will get stuck and will be stuck in the mud. The reason why there's a problem of ribbis is because during the rainy season, the ground is wet and the ground is softer, and therefore it's easier for the shor to plow, and therefore the yield will be more. And if Reuven will plow for Shimon in the rainy season, then he'll actually produce much more than Shimon produced for him in the dry season. And the Mishnah continues and will bring another din of ribbis to Rabbanon, which will be a vak ribbis, as it's not ribbis katsutza. As Rav Gamliel Omer, Rav Gamliel states, yesh ribbis mukdemes v'yesh ribbis mucheres. There is a case where there would be advance interest, and that would be awesome in Rabbanon. And there's also a possibility of having ribbis that's delivered after a loan, and that would also be awesome in Rabbanon. Ketzad, and what are the cases? Nosan inos lo v'simenu. If Reuven wants to borrow money from Shimon, whom shaleach loy v'omer b'shvil shatilveni zui ribbis mukdemes, and Reuven says to Shimon a present, and he tells him, I'm sending you this money because I want you to lend me money in the future. That is considered ribbis mukdemes, as the ma'aseh this is not ribbis katsutza, and therefore there's no issue midraisa, and it's only ribbis rabbanon. And similarly, lovi menu, that if Reuven borrowed money already from Shimon, v'hichsel loy ma'aseh, and Reuven already repaid the loan, v'mishaleach loy v'omer b'shvil ma'aseh shayu b'telus etzli zui ribbis mukheres, and if Reuven tells Shimon that I'm sending you this gift after the fact, and after I already paid off the loan, and he specifically tells Shimon that the reason why I'm sending you this gift is because you lent me money, and because your money was bottle, that is the case of delayed interest, and is also midrabanon. And from the Pashas to the Mishnah, the only reason why this would be also is because Reuven actually said this to Shimon, but if Reuven did not actually say these words to Shimon, then possibly even if Reuven gives a present to Shimon prior to borrowing money, or after returning the money that he borrowed from Shimon, this would not be also even midrabanon. However, I and the Rishonim that discussed this point, and the Mishnah continues, Rab Shimon Oimei Yesh Ribbis Tvarim, there is a concept of Ribbis Tvarim, as Lo Yeim Lo Yidak, he ba Ish Pleini, Mokim Pleini, as the borrower can't say to the lender that you should know that a specific person that I know you want to meet is coming from this place, and the borrower really wouldn't tell this to the lender if not for the fact that the lender did him this favor and he lent him this money, and that would be considered Ribbis Tvarim. And the Shittim Kubetzes brings down two different Pshatim, Perish Acha, Lo Yeim HaLev L'Shluchai, that the borrower should not say to his Shliach, and I want you to go and see if the lender is coming, as I want to go be mechabed him, and I want to go and greet him. And generally, he wouldn't go and greet this person, and therefore, this would be considered ribbis tvarim. But Rama Pirish lo yoyim ha'malvo leva, that the lender should not say to the buyer, da and ba ish pleini makim pleini, that you should know that if this person comes from this makim, I want you to give him to drink and to feed him and to be mechabed him, and that would be considered ribbis tvarim. And the Mishnah continues, ve'ilu even b'leis hasei, that when there is an issa of ribbis deraisa, the following people are iva on isurim and iva on the lavim, and that the Torah states, but the gay ribbis, how malva leva, the lender and the borrower, the oriv and the guarantor, the edim as well as the edim, the chum imim afa seifa, and the chum state that even the seifa will be iva on an issa of ribbis. And the Mishnah now brings down five different psukim, and within these five psukim, there will be six different lavim, and as we will see in the Gemara, all these lavim apply to the lender, but they don't all apply to any of the other parties, as we will see in the Gemara. And the Mishnah tells us Oivim Mishum, that they could be Oivim for the following Lavim, as the Pasuk says it's in Pashat Bahar, as Kaspech Leisitin Leibeneshech Uvimabis Leisitin Lachlecha, and that is two Lavim of Neshech and Tarbis. And then the Pasuk says Atikach Meitach Neshech V'Sarbis V'Yireisim Malakecha V'Cheyachicha Imach, which is also a Pasuk in Bahar. And the Mishnah continues Umishum, and also based on the Pasuk in Pashat Mishpatim that states in Kesef Talvis Ami as Ha'oni Imach Leisi Leikinosha Leisisim Lav Neshech. Certainly, as we know, even if a person doesn't charge interest to the borrower, there's still an issa of leisia love kinosha, and we've definitely usually when someone charges interest, there's a possibility that since he wants his interest, therefore he'll be much more into getting the money back, and therefore he'll definitely pressure the borrower to pay him back, and he'll be over on that isser. And some say by the fact he even charged interest, that itself is considered a pressure, and you're over on leisir like kenosha, even if you don't go and try to collect the money. And the fourth isser was in the same pasuk of leisisimul lav neshech. Finally, you're mishum, and you're also going to be over the pasuk in pasuk kedoshim that states leisikal lcherish will say evil leisita michshal v'yireisul melakecha ani Hashem. And the Gemara begins. Tani will enter b'risa of pshim benichay oimem menayil neshu b'chavir mona ve'in rok lagvul mishalom shas lagvul shalom tam loim neshech chadova shiyishach afilu di ba'asa. Rabbi Shimon Lechai states that how do we know that if Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, Reuven is generally not makdim shalom to Shimon, that he's not allowed to be makdim shalom to Shimon at this point, as that would be considered ribbis devarim, as the pasuk says neshech chadova shiyishach. And since the pasuk uses a term of chadova, so we learn even deeper is asa, and there's an issa of ribbis devarim. Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah ve'ilu even, and these are the ones that will be over the isurim of ribbis. And then the Mishnah brought down six different isurim, and as Rashi stated in the Mishnah, kol chad v'chad may d'shayach bei, that each one of the people that are also to lend with ribbis, for example, the malva loiva, the or of the edim, as well as the seifa, will each be oiva on the isurim that is shayach to them. And the Gemara explains, Amar Abaye, and Abaye states, malva oiva b'kulon, that the malva will be oiva on all of the isurim, as we will explain in a moment, loiva oiva mishum leisashach lechicha o lechicha leisashach, and the loiva will be oiva on the pasuk that states in pasuk yisaitse, leisashach lechicha neshach kesef neshach oichol neshach chol dova. And the pasuk also states, "L'nochil sashach l'chichel sashach l'mani v'recha Hashem alkech b'chol mishloch yedecha la'aretz hashatov v'shamu l'rishloch." The lashon of sashach means that you shall not pay interest. And similarly, when the pasuk says l'chichel sashach, the pasuk is teaching us that even though you could pay interest to a guy, however, you're not allowed to pay interest to your brother, and you can't pay interest to a Jew. And these two isurim weren't even mentioned on Mishnah. And then l'fnei iver l'sita michshal, the loiv is also even l'fnei iver, as he gave the opportunity to the malva to lend him money with interest, and therefore is Ivan Isra Lufnei Iver, or the Edom in Ivim El Mishum Lysisim of Neshech. The guarantor and the Edom are only Ivan Isra Lysisim of Neshech. Tais is bothered that Lachira, the Arav and the Edom should also be Ivan Lufnei Iver, as without them, the lender would not have been able to lend the money to the borrower with interest. And Tais says, Zim the Avinami Alfnei Iver Lysitim Michel, Kagain Shleha Malva Blay Arav the Edom, if he wouldn't have lent the money without the guarantor and Edom. Even so, the Gemara only mentions the Isra Lysisim because Leisasimun is psikale, as that is always going to be an Isser, and they will always be Oivah on the Isser Leisasimun. And Abaye did not mention the Isser Lufnei Iver, as there are times that the guarantor and the Edom will not be Oivah on Lufnei Iver. And for example, if the Malva would have lent this money to the borrower without the Edom and without the guarantor, in that case, that if not for this person, he wouldn't be able to drink the wine. Let's see the first Rashi in the Gemara, Malva Oivah Bekulam, Bechol Hani, the Choshev Masi. In all of the psukim that we mentioned in the Mishnah, duhu noisim b'neshach b'shas alva, as he lent money with ribbis katsutza at the time of the loan, v'lekech b'shas p'rayin, and he also takes the ribbis at the time of payment, v'ulei k'nesha k'shetayv v'deichai, and he's also pressuring him at the time that he demands payment, and he pressures him, and he also places neshach b'shas pisa katnai. And finally, the malva is also oiva l'fnei iva, because neshil michshu l'fnei aleva l'avir alei sashach l'chicha shi'azar l'leva, as l'maisa the lender is causing the borrower to do an isa, forcing the borrower to pay interest to the lender. And finally, in Pashmin Shpatim, Rashi states, Lysia le kinosha, le tetbenu bechazoka imati yedea she'en loy, al tehidayim alav ki'ilu v'asoy, el ki'ilu loy v'asov, klema, le techlimo, and you should embarrass him. And the Gemara continues, Tani b'linter b'raisa, Rav Shimon Oimel, malvi ribbis yoysu mashem avichem afsidim, that those that lend with interest, they will actually lose more than they gain. And as Rashi brings down for the Gemara that we had in Daf Ayin Aleph from an Aleph, mismaitin lo'ilam, that they will lose their money, and they will never recover their money. The Gemara continues and uses lishna malya, but really the Gemara means exactly the opposite. And as the Gemara continues, v'lo oid, and not only that, elish shemesimim Moshe Rabbeinu chacham, and they make Moshe Rabbeinu to be like a chacham, v'terasa emes, and they say that his Torah is truthful, v'oimrim, and they say, ilu ha'idei Moshe Rabbeinu shiyu revach b'davah lo'yu kaisvay, that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have known how good it is to lend with ribbis and his way to make such profits, then he wouldn't have written this issa in the Torah. Really, they mean to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was a fool, and his Torah is not truthful, as if they would have known how important it is that Jews should be able to lend with interest, as that is an easy way for them to make money, then they wouldn't have written this in the Torah. And the Gemara continues, Ki Asra Abdimi Omar, when Abdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he stated, that how do we know that if someone someone lent money to his friend and he knows that his friend doesn't have the money at this point, that it's us for him to go in front of him if he generally doesn't walk in front of him and he doesn't walk in that area. And that would be included in this Isser. And the Gemara continues, Rab Ami and Rab Asi, both stated, Kilu Dano Bishnei Dinim, if a person pressures someone for money, it's considered like he's causing the borrower two great judgments and two major problems. Shenem, as the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Hikavta Enosh L'Reishenu Bono Ba'ish V'Mayim, you have placed a person over our head to pressure us, and it's as if we went into fire and water. We see how terrible it is to pressure someone to pay back a loan. And Rashi says that how do we know that this Pasuk in Tehillim is talking about a lender that is pressuring someone? And Rashi says, L'Reishenu Lashon Neisha, that the Lashon of L'Reishenu is the Lashon of lending, and Kedimah Tagmina Kirashya Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Omer Abudam Rav, Abudah said the name of Rav, if someone has money and he lends him out to another party and he doesn't have witnesses, then he's Ivan Isov, as it'll cause the borrower to potentially claim that he doesn't owe this money and he'll be Kaifa Kal. And Reish Lakish Aman, Reish Lakish says that if someone lends money without Edim, it causes the lender to cause Klolis to come on himself. Shinem, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, and as Rashi says, when Reuven goes to Shimon and is to Vei Shimon that he owes him money, and since there were no Edim, so Shimon will be Kaifa Kol, so people will curse Reuven and they will say that Reuven is actually making up stories about this great tzaddik, as it can't be that Shimon will be lying and be Kaifa Kol. The Gemara continues, only Rabbanon Rabashi, Rabbanon said to Rabashi, come Mekayim Ravina, kol ma'adam Rabbanon, the Ravina is so great that he's Mekayim everything that Rabbanon stated. And the Gemara tells us that Rabashi wanted to test Ravina, so Sholchle Bahadi Panya de Mali Shabta. So Rabashi sent to Ravina right before Shabbos, Eastin Lishadli Mar, Asar Zuze, Distramili Katina, the Aaron Lemizban, that I want you to send me 10 Zuz as a loan, as I found a great deal, and I found a small parcel and a small property to buy, and I want to borrow this money. And the Gemara tells us, Sholchle, so Ravina responded to Rabashi, Nesi Mar Sadi, that you have to bring Edim, Venichtav Ksava, and we have to write a star. So Sholchle, so Rabashi sent back to Ravina, Afilo Anonami, that you don't even trust me. I'm the great Ravashi. How can you not trust me? And Sholchle and Ravina sent back to Ravashi, Kolshkein Mar, the Torah Begirsei, Mishtle Vigarim Klo Latzmi, that Kolshkein, I don't want to give you money without Edim, as if I do so, and potentially since you were Torah Begirsa, you will actually forget that the whole story occurred, and you will actually be Kaifa Kol, and then people will certainly curse me based on the Pasuk of Talmanis Sisei Sheka, David Salzadik Osuk. And the Gemara continues, Tanar Rabbanu, we learned to the Braisa, Shleishit Tzoyikim Ve'inan Nenim, there are three people that scream out in Bezun Shalmata, they will not be answered because they caused the problem to themselves, the Elohein, and these are the three, Mishiesh Lemoy, Sumalva Isin Shleib Edim, a person that has money and lends them out without Edim, and then the person is Kaifa Kol, Bezun will not be able to help him, Vakoin Odin Atzmai, and someone that goes and acquires an Odin for himself, which the Gemara will explain in a moment, Umish Ishtoi, my shell's love, and someone that's wife is ruling over him. And the Gemara continues, Kaidin Odin Atzmai, Mai, what is the case of a person that acquires an Odin for himself? It could Amri, some explain, Tolan Chasbin Nachri, a person that wants to make sure that people don't think that he has money, he will say that the money that I'm using really belongs to a guy. And as Rashi says, Upam Shah Nachri Shemeya, Umaymin Edim Utaiv Bidineim, and sometimes the guy will hear him say this, and he will set up the person and make sure that Edim there, and the Edim will hear that this yid is saying that this money belongs to this guy, and then the guy will take this yid to a court of Goyim, and they will take the money away from the Yisrael and give it to the guy. And the Ritvar brings down a second shot, Vyesh Pirish, Hatayla Moisa Biagoy, Shinoisa Naisam Liadagoy, that the Yisrael actually gives the money to a guy, Kedela Vichem, in order to make sure that he doesn't have the money in his possession, Vulai Goy, Yichbaloy Behen, and Lemaisa the guy will potentially be Koifer and say that the money belongs to him and doesn't belong to the Yisrael. And Ikadamri and others say, Akosim the Chassel, Banam Bechayev, someone that writes over all of his possessions to his children while he's still alive, and his children could use the properties without the father's rishus, and therefore it's as if he was Koina Adon Atmai. And Ikad Amri, and finally the Gemara brings a third shot, the Bishlei Bahamasa, that he's not having atzlocha in this town, and he won't go to another town to try to start over and try to find a panasa. As we know that Shina Hashem and Shina Maisa and Shina Mokim is Mekaren Gzadin, even if he'll be tzoyikin to Bezdin and he'll complain that people are bothering him and trying to get him to pay back loans, Bezdin will not respond to him as he brought this problem on himself. And Rashi explains that we're talking about Bezdin Shalmato. However, based on this last Ikad Amri, Shita Mekubetzes brings down Veshemina Meha Shereitz Leima Ve'inam nenem bebezin shel maila lefishahim pashu ba'atzmam, and he didn't move to another town. Ayin sham hadlach izo neshach, hadlach izo neshach, hadlach izo neshach, and we will stop over here.